we go. Let's sing. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. Was blind, but now I see. 'Twas grace. 'Twas grace that taught my heart to fear, and grace my fears relieved. How precious did that grace appear the hour I first believed. My chains are gone. I've been set free. My God, my Savior has ransomed me. And like a flood, and like a flood, His mercy reigns. Unending love, amazing grace, amazing grace. Lord has promised. The Lord has promised good to me. His word, my hope secures. He will my shield and portion be. Will my shield and portion be. As long as life, as long as life endures. My chains are gone. I've been set free. My God, my Savior has ransomed me. And like a flood, His mercy reigns. Unending love. Amazing grace. Let's sing that one more time. My chains are gone. I've been set free. My God, my Savior has ransomed me. And like a flood, His mercy reigns. An ending love, amazing grace. The earth shall soon dissolve like snow, the sun forbear to shine, but God who called me here below will be forever mine, will be forever mine. You are forever mine.
Okay, can we pray, please? Heavenly Father, thank you for allowing us to be here today. Thank you that you wake us, and thank you that you put us to bed each night, Lord. And we just thank you that we have a day that we can especially give thanks. And Father, whether we believe it or not, we all have many things to be thankful for. I pray that you'll help us to focus on our reasons to be thankful and not on our reasons to be unhappy. In Jesus' name, amen.
Let's continue our time of singing and worshiping him, a little worship medley, I guess hopefully to get us into the season and time of thanks and what we're grateful for. So let's worship the Lord. Now thank we all our God. Now thank we all our God with heart and hands and voices, who wondrous things hath done, in whom his world rejoices, who from our mother's arms hath blessed us on our way with countless gifts of love, and still is ours today. All praise and thanks to God, the Father, now be given. The Son and Him who reigns with them in highest heaven. The one eternal God, whom earth and heaven adore, for thus it was, is now, and shall be evermore. And in all things give him thanks, and in all gratitude shine through, and in all things give him thanks, for he is given all things unto you. We gather together to ask the Lord's blessing. He chastens and hastens his will to make known. The wicked oppressing now cease from distressing. Sing praises to his name. He forgets not his own. We all do extol thee, thou leader triumphant, and pray that thou still our defender wilt be. Let thy congregation escape tribulation. Thy name be ever praised, O Lord, make us free.
Good morning. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for your many blessings upon us, Father. May we be good stewards of all that you bless us with, Father. We pray that you will use these gifts and offerings that be used to glorify your name. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.
Thank you, choir. That was a beautiful introduction to what I'd like to do now. Normally, when I stand up here, I'm preaching. I'm going to do a little short devotion, but what I like to do the Sunday before Thanksgiving is to give the church family an opportunity to share what they are thankful for, what they can thank God for. Okay, I know in each of our lives, if we think about it, God has done something over the past year that it's good to testify before the church body. So I'm going to do a little devotion based on Psalm 100, but then I'm going to open it up. I've got a couple people I asked specifically to share this morning, just to kind of break the ice. But I'd like to also open it up to you as well, to share what God's done. Some things some of us know, it never hurts to repeat some of those things, but also just to share what we're thankful for, what God has done. It may be joys, it may be that God's brought you through some difficulties, it may be any number of things, but my focus this morning is thanking God for what he's done. All right, Psalm 100 says this, "Make a joyful shout to the Lord, all you lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing." And we've done that this morning, haven't we? We've come into God's presence with singing. He says this, "Know that the Lord, he is God. It is he who made us and not we ourselves." So as we come to this time of year, and as I think Mark has pointed out on occasion, it's not just that we need to thank God this time of year. We really should thank God throughout the year, because God never changes, right? So the things that we can thank him for now, we can thank him other times of year as well. But the first thing the psalmist mentions is that he is God, that we haven't made ourselves, that we were made by God. So it's not random chance that we're here. It's not, that the primordial ooze and lightning or whatever it is struck life into being, and then we just evolved from that single cell organism to what we are today. We're not self-made. We were made by a God who had a plan. Before he made anything, he knew what he was going to do, he knew what his creation was going to do, and he knew what plan he had to redeem his creation back to him, and he knew the end. We can read the book of Revelation, and we can see how it ends, because it's not random chance. It's not just a wing and a prayer. It's not just a hope that we end up there. It's a plan of God. We're not self-made. We're not the result of chance. There's not just chaos that rules over us. God has a plan. So the next line says this, "And we are his people and the sheep of his pasture." Not just are we made by God, not just is there some God that out there created everything and walked away, but the psalmist points out to the fact that we are the sheep of God's pasture. That speaks to a relationship. God has loved us. God has revealed himself to us. God has invited us into a relationship with him through Jesus Christ. And so that portion of the psalm reminds me of two things. Psalm 23, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want," right? Because we have a relationship with God, because he has revealed himself to us, we have a relationship with him, and he's watching over us. And Jesus says, "I am the good shepherd. I lay down my life for the sheep." That's one of the things the choir sang about, right? That God loved us by sending his son. That Jesus loved us by taking our sins upon him on the cross. That he rose from the grave, that our sins can be forgiven, that our guilt can be removed, that we can know God as our heavenly father, that he promises that he'll never leave us nor forsake us, that he's by our side, that he is there, that he has a plan, that he walks with us through the good, through the bad, through the difficult, and that we know where we're going. Because of our relationship with God through Jesus Christ, because we are the sheep of his pasture, we know that one day we can be with him in the new Jerusalem. We can be with him in the new heaven and the new earth. We can delight in his presence. So So the psalmist says that we can come before God with singing, with rejoicing, because he is God and we are not. And I know in my life, I'm glad that there's a God greater than me, a God who knows everything, who has all power. Because in the times when I feel helpless, I'm glad that there's somebody that's not. Well, the psalmist continues on. He says, enter into his gates with thanksgiving, into his courts with praise. Be thankful to him and bless his name, for the Lord is good. For me, when the difficulties come in my life, it's good to know that there's a God who's good. Because there are lots of things around me that aren't. There are things within me that aren't. If I want to be honest, I struggle each day with the sin that still dwells within me. I am not completely good, as much as I might try. My old nature, it still pops up. And so part of our faith is remembering that God is good. It may not seem like it in the circumstances we're going through, but that's where faith comes back and says, I know that God is good, even if I don't understand what's happening. God is good. The Bible says that all good things come from the Father in heaven, in whom there is no shadow of change. He says, the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting. Mercy is getting what we don't deserve. Not getting what we do deserve. We deserve hell. We deserve separation. I thank God on a daily basis for his mercy. Because I know what I deserve. Because sin still pops its head up. Because I still sometimes put myself first. Because pride comes up. I'm thankful that I don't get what I deserve. Because if you read through the Old Testament, there are lots of things I could deserve. Earth opening up, lightning coming out of heaven zapping me, fire coming forth. But we don't get what we deserve. And ultimately we see that in the promise of being with him in heaven. What we deserve is the second death. What we deserve is that eternal separation. What we deserve is that place that's described as the fire that's never quenched, the worm that's never satisfied, utter darkness, the place of weeping and gnashing of teeth. That's what we deserve. God's mercy gives us otherwise. And God's mercy never runs out. I'm thankful for that, because if it ran out, I'm sure I would have run out of it by now. And I'm only 44. God's mercy endures forever. And his truth endures to all generations. His truth endures. It doesn't change. It hasn't changed from the day that God spoke in the life of Adam and Eve, since the day that God promised them that one day he would send one who would crush the head of the serpent. Since God promised to Abraham that he would bless all nations through him. Since God continually spoke of his desire to have a relationship. Since God spoke of the Messiah that was to come. Since God sent the Messiah who was truth embodied. Since that Messiah died on the cross. God's truth endures. Here we are 2,000 years later from the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ. Here we are, you know, some 6,000 years from when Adam and Eve walked on the earth, and God's truth endures. And if God waits another 2,000 years, God's truth will continue to endure. It won't change. What God writes in his word will still be as relevant 2,000 years from now as it was 6,000 years ago. That gives us a few reasons to thank God as we come to this time of year. Because God is God and we are not. Because he's chosen to have a relationship with us. Because he gives his mercy. Because God doesn't change. Let me pray and then let me open it up for testimony. Dear Father, I thank you for your love. I thank you that you are God, that you are above all that we see and all that we know. And as we look out into the far reaches of universe, Lord, that's unimaginably big. You are outside of all that. You are above all that. As we look at the events here on this earth, that trouble seems to come up day after day. We hear wars and rumors of wars. We see the hate. We see the destruction that comes through these natural disasters, Lord. As we see all these things, and the world seems to be swirling around us, and it seems to be out of control, Lord, we understand that you are on your throne, that you have a plan, that you are good, that you are merciful, and that your truth endures forever. Lord, I thank you for who you are and for desiring to have a relationship with us, for sending your Son to die on the cross to pay the price for our sins, that the tomb is empty, that we have the hope of the resurrection, that we have the promise of your presence and the promise of eternity. Lord, that your word tells us that one day this corruption will put on incorruption, the mortality will put on immortality. Lord, one day we will no longer struggle with the weakness of the flesh and the weakness of our spirit any longer, but we will be perfected and we will be in your presence and we will know you just as you know us. That sin and death and tears will be wiped away, and that we will sing your praises for all eternity. Lord, thank you for who you are. In Jesus' name, amen. All right. Which one are you going to go first? All right. So I've already asked so that we wouldn't have complete silence. I've asked Todd and Mark and Vi and Jamie to speak, but then we've got microphones, and so when they're done, if you just want to stand up, we'll bring a microphone to you so that you can share and everybody else can hear. Okay.
Aside from the obvious things of God's salvation plan for my life, I give thanks for a wonderful family, a wife, and wonderful daughters. Daughters that are growing up, have grown up in one case, in the Lord. And speaking of that older daughter, who is not with us today, but I'm grateful too that she has found someone who wants to love her and care for her for the rest of her natural life as God sees fit in what will be a future wonderful son-in-law as of August next year. And in reference to the daughter, I give thanks, too, for the miracle that God did last Sunday night when our daughter was in an auto accident in front of EC Glass High School. She could have been very hurt, but was unhurt, not even scratched or anything. And that was God's mercy upon her to protect her. And we're very grateful for that. And I'm grateful for a wonderful, loving congregation that you are. People that love the Lord, care for the Lord, a great choir, handbells, and praise team. I'm so blessed to be able to lead such wonderful people that are dedicated to God and what they do, and those that make us sound good, like our audiovisual team. I'm grateful for these men that help out with that as well. So I'll pass it on to Mark.
I got it. So when Pastor Ian asked me to come up and speak and give you guys what I am the most thankful for, it's a difficult question to answer, to be honest with you, because there are so many things that I'm extremely grateful for. Looking back at the last 11 months of this year, and I just want to very, very much slightly echo something that Todd said in stating that I am extremely grateful to have the privilege and the honor to be the youth pastor for Chestnut Hill Baptist Church. And I know that every week you parents in here bring your kids and you entrust them to our team every single week. And I'm even especially grateful for our youth leaders who are in this room as well. So you guys do a fantastic job, and I just want to say a huge thank you to you for everything you do for our youth group. But then, in addition to that, I also wanted to, if I was to give you guys everything that I was grateful for, we'd probably be here all day and probably all night. And I don't think any of you guys want to be sitting here all day and all night. However, I will concede to a shortened list of things that I am the most grateful for. First, this year has been a year of new life and new experiences for the Simpson household. And March 5th of 2018, my life changed forever as our son was born and my wife brought him into this world. And being able to witness that and experience the joy that he brings to our family has been pretty awesome. I know that when I get off work, there are days when I have just a really, really rough day at work, and I step out of the office, and the joy on his face and the smile that he gives to me and the laughter that he gives and the roughhousing that we do makes the day so much better. And so I have the honor and the privilege of being his dad, and I hope and pray as he grows that he would see Jesus Christ in me. And then, of course, in addition to this, I'm also grateful for the wife that the Lord's given me. Since 2014, Laura has put up with me, and she's been my best friend and my confidant, and I am beyond grateful to have her in my life. And her tender care and patience and love towards our son has changed and inspired me in more ways than I can count and more ways than I can explain, and she is a blessed woman who I'm honored to have in my life, and I am very undeserving of the precious gift of a soulmate that the Lord has given to me, and I could not have asked for a better soulmate and wife than Laura. And then this last one, which I know it should have been the first one, but I wanted to leave you guys with this. And I know that this is kind of a cliche thing to say, but I just want to very briefly expand upon this. And if there's anything in the world that I am the most grateful for, it is who Jesus Christ is in my life. And I know that sounds like a very cliche thing to say around Thanksgiving, but in the past 30 years of my life, God has really, I've seen the hand of God move in ways that I never have witnessed in other people's lives before. From almost, trying to kill myself at 15, to bringing me through liberty, to being here where I am today, you can't tell me that there is no God. And I am in awe and astounded that every single morning he allows me to wake up and he gives me another opportunity to share with other people who he is in my life. You see, God didn't have to send Jesus to the cross. God didn't have to look at us and save us from our sin, but he did because he loved us that much. And as I was telling our students even this morning, don't just spend Thanksgiving as your one time of year to thank God. Spend the whole year thanking the Lord for what he has done in your life. And in the midst of the turkey and the stuffing and the Black Friday day sales that we're all going to be going and being a part of, I like to take a moment and look back at the cross. Because it's because of the cross that we have hope. It's because of the cross that we can be here today. It is because of the cross that we love people, not with our love, but with the hope of Jesus Christ. Thank you.
Like Mark said, I can also go through a very long list, but I'm going to give you the top reasons. And no, Mark, I don't think it's a cliche. The first thing I wrote down, and I feel this very strongly today, more so than I did a year ago, that I am so thankful that I know Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior. On June the 10th of this year, I had a heart attack. And I had a physician tell me I dodged a bullet. I told him, no, I didn't dodge a bullet. God put me in the right place to be cared for and to get the care that I needed. I am extremely thankful 5 months later for really improved health. And for those of you that don't know, because I do have that improved health, I was just recently able to move my 94-year-old father in with me to be sure that he can get the care. I am very thankful, one, for my dad, this is, he, along with my mother, made sure we knew Jesus Christ growing up. We knew how he felt. When my mother was dying, I would sometimes at first wonder where Daddy got his strength from, but I would watch him at nighttime. He would be reading his Bible, and that made me want to have the strength he had through reading his Bible and his relationship with God. But I am thankful for the ability to be able to care for him and to give him peace and comfort in his last days, last month, last years, however long. I am thankful and grateful for that. And this may get a little cliche, but, and y'all know one of my family members very well. I am so thankful for family. I have my sister here. I have two brothers. They are so supportive and have been, not just in Daddy's move, but they're supportive whether I'm well, whether I'm sick, whether I'm doing good, whether I need a kick in the behind to do better. They are there to do that and all. And so I am extremely thankful for family. And when we go from family, we not only have the family of birth, we have the family that we have here, the church family. And it is through the church family, whether it's Sunday school, worship, meetings, celebrations, that I am thankful that I have gotten the encouragement to grow, to continue to strengthen my relationship in Jesus Christ and to grow that way. And I know many times it is the prayers of my church family that I have gotten stronger this year and closer to God. 1 Thessalonians 5:16-18 says, "Rejoice always, pray continually, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Jesus Christ. God's providence has blessed me in so many ways. This verse reminds me to rejoice always, pray continually, and to give thanks in all circumstances regardless of what is happening in life." And I do. I thank each one of y'all for being in my life.
For today, the month of November and my quiet times. There's some of you who know that each morning I try to spend time with God. It's an encouragement to see my husband doing the same thing. It's an accountability to me. But also, there are ladies who I get together with who I know are also trying to meet with God each morning. And in Hebrews 4:12, it talks about how God's word is not just living and active, but it's sharp like a sword, and it pierces through our hearts, and it knows our desires. And the final part of the verse 13 says, "He sees everything, and we have to tell him the truth." And I am thankful that this month, I have had to tell God the truth. There have been mornings where I have been concerned about family or been waiting for a phone call or ministry. I have been concerned about wonderful things and responsibilities or even things like bills and paying the bills and just sitting down and doing that. And I've brought those into my quiet time. And I've thought about them before I thought about God. And over again, when I read the scripture, he turns his thoughts, my thoughts, towards him and begins to pierce my heart. I am thankful today that his word speaks to me. I hope some of you feel the very same way day by day.
have a whole lot of things to be thankful for, but three I'll say particular right now. One is kind of like what they were saying, that God lets us come to him with anything. Because sometimes I have something that just seems so silly, but it's bothering me. So I keep reminding him that he said we could come to him with anything. So that's one that's been on my mind lately. And the other thing is like two extremes this year. First, that he healed my dad, who's 85 and fell and broke his hip. But he's doing really well. I mean, he's getting out and driving himself to the store again. So that is a great praise. And the other was at the other end of the extreme, my granddaughter, who was born in January and had a problem with her vocal cords. They were very concerned. And so concerned, they sent her to Charlottesville. And we prayed, and I know y'all prayed too. And by the time we got up to Charlottesville and were able to see her, it was gone. It was cleared. And she's fine with that. So I had to take time to thank God because of what he'd done.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. I'd like to say that I'm thankful for my spouse, Melody. I love you. God has truly blessed us with a wonderful family. A family with three little girls, three wonderful little girls. The Lord has blessed us with lots of wonderful friends. God has blessed us with our church family. We're very fortunate to be a part of this church family. We're thankful for our pastor, our ministers. I'd like to give a shout out to the Pittmans. I'm thankful for Jim and Jamie especially and their ministry with LEAP. I'm thankful for the LEAP people. They mean so much to our family here at Chestnut Hill. But I'd like to just say thank you, Lord, for your many blessings.
First of all, I'd like to thank this whole church. I've been here all my life. I can say that. Since 1954. And I've just seen it grow, and I've seen the good times and the bad times. And I am thankful for everyone here and for this church and for the staff that God has brought here and that's leading us. I'm thankful for their willingness to come here and for their words and, more importantly, their deeds. I can see how much they're faithful to God, how much they believe in him and all the works that they do. And I'm just thankful for everybody. I mean, for all our staff. I don't leave anybody out. And I thought I had something that no one else was going to say to be thankful for, but Todd beat me to it. Gwen and I have a son. We thought he was going to be a bachelor accountant all his life, but this year he found the love of his life. And we can see it every time he's with pictures with him. The smile on his face is just can't believe how happy he is. He got on a plane from D.C. and flew 17 hours to India. He got off the plane. He went and he asked this girl to marry him. He went to her father, asked permission, and then he got back on the plane. She said yes, of course. He got back on the plane and flew back here to the United States all in one weekend. So we know that we're so happy that my son has found the love of his life, because I know what it is to find the love of your life. thanks, sweetie. So, but another thing is, she's a very dedicated Christian, and she's from a, I'm not sure exactly what part of India she's from, but her, my son met her grandfather, who was 97 years old, and he spent 16 years translating the New Testament into the dialect from where they're from, so his group would know the Lord, and they're very dedicated to the Lord, and we're so thankful for that. We're thankful that my son is so happy, and that her name is Blandina. So, and the other parts of her name I can't pronounce. So, so anyway, we're just thankful for that.
Anybody else? I just want to thank two of our newest people within the body of Christ, Serenia and Abby, because I have seen them have a great desire to grow in the Lord and a hunger for his word that challenges me. So thank you, ladies. Thank
most of you know, I've been here at Chestnut Hill for probably 50 years, and I am so, so grateful for my church family. Also, as most of you know, there have been some really big obstacles in our family that we have begun to overcome, and I'm so thankful for that. There have been many changes in the last several years that has made our life so much better. And I just want to say that not this year, but 2 years ago, God blessed me with a wonderful great-grandson. My mother always said, you love your children, you love your grandchildren no different, and you love your great-grandchildren no different, and that is true. God blessed me with a wonderful great-granddaughter this year, and I love her beyond measure. But I'm so thankful overall for what God has done in my family. And I'm thankful for you all for standing by me, for offering encouragement and love and hugs. Not only that, but my great-granddaughter now is being cared for while her mother works by a loving Christian family. This is something I've prayed for, and God truly heard my prayer. And that is Todd, Lori, Sadie, and Katie. And I just feel so blessed that she is being raised during the day by Lori and her family. Again, thank you and thank God for always being near, and certainly in those trying times. And this church family has been wonderful throughout the years to me, and our staff is wonderful, and I thank them. Even Saturday before last, our youth, our pastor and Mark were in my natural area getting up many, many leaves. So you see, they've not only given the love and hugs, they've given of their work and effort to help. Also, there have been some men in this church that have come to the aid for electrical problems at my house. And I cannot say how big my gratitude is. Thank you all so much for loving me and for loving God.
So me and my mom are new to this church. We joined this August, and I just want to thank Jamie and Jim for their effort they put into the LEAD program and their love for guiding like all of the members into closer to Christ. And I remember one morning which our car broke down and we are super helpless and I am almost late for school, so but like we go to Jamie and ask her if she can like help us, and she came to my house in about 10 minutes and drove me to school. And I'm really thankful for all your help and really thankful for God that he put people around us when we're helpless, and like we're really thankful that we have someone we can go to. And yeah. Yeah, and my mom and I are super thankful for you guys.
I can speak English, not very good, but I want to try. I've been American. I want to thanks for Lord to lead me to go to America from China. And before I don't know about God. I in China, I'm not talking about this. So I've been American. I see about them difference, very different. And I to visit my daughter, and I meet my husband Charles. And before I don't think, I meet him at the airport, and at midnight, and it's I'm wait my daughter to pick me go to her rental house, and he is to ask me need help. I said why I don't know him. Why he asked me about that? It's midnight, it scared me. And after I talked to my daughter, she said, them very good men want to try to help me, help you. I said, wow, very good man. But when he asked me, I don't know what's help me. And because I to meet him and he say, give cell phone number. Can take me if you need help. But when I go to my daughter, I talk to my doctor. And she said, wow, it's good. So I contact a message for him and say thank you. And then we talking each more. I meet him in the Virginia lunch bar. And he said, you look there, maybe you like. I say, wow, it's good. I can think my life will be changed. But he did make my life change. And first, he to take me go to church. Heritage. I to learn some Bible, but them talking so fast, I can't understand. But my friend, she said, you can try to get other church. There's some English class. I do Chestnut Hill Church right here and speak to learn English. And I am very good luck to meet Jim to teach me English and teach me Bible. So I know Jesus more. I know why I'm being American. Before I told my family or my coworker people, that my friends, they say, you are crazy. You don't know English, but you are live China. You retire, you have good life. Why you have to find some man in America? But my father also say, in China, that's man. Why you found an American man? I say, why don't, before I don't know, but right now I understand that is God to give me my life, make sure I change. But I meet my husband, we marry. I'm very such change my life. I'm very happy and very joy into everything with him together, enjoy our life. And most people them say an engineer don't know how to romantic. But I say that is not true. My husband very romantic for me. That is God. Thank you for God to give me this life. Thank you for God to give me big church family over here. I'm so great to meet everyone over here. Thank you, everyone, to help me let you I talking and I learn English more. I wish I speak English good, makes you understand. Thank you for everyone. Thank you.
Speak now or forever hold your peace, right? Okay. Well, this might be the first time you guys get off this close to noon. I don't know if you're planning that or not. Well, so the Bible tells us in Psalm 22 that God inhabits the praise of his people. It's not just the song, but it's when we have the opportunity, when we make the opportunity to testify to what God is doing, whether it's looking back and seeing the path that God used to get Abby from China, to hear through Mary and Charles, to hear the gospel, to be able to respond to the gospel, or whether it's that God walks with us through the difficulties in health and family things, whether it's that he surrounds us with a church family. You know, for some people, the church family is closer than their own blood family because we share that bond through Jesus Christ. But when we take the opportunity as a family to testify to what God is doing, God is there. God is dwelling. God is being glorified in those things. And so I thank you for this, for being a part of this. You know, we could have just had crickets the whole time. But I know God is doing things. I know some of you that didn't speak, God's working in your life, and you just didn't take the opportunity this morning to share that with the church family, but God is working with all of us. This morning in Sunday school, Matt Chandler talked about the fact that we can rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I say rejoice. And what he said that comes down to is that God is always there. He shared the story of when his one-year-old son went into seizures. And his wife and son are off in the ambulance, and he's stuck at the stoplight, and he doesn't know where that ambulance went. He doesn't know how his son's doing. But in that moment, he knew that God was there. That God was with his wife, that God was with his son, that God was with him. It's in those moments that we have a difficult time rejoicing, of being happy. But we can find joy because we have a relationship with God through Jesus Christ. And so we know that God is good, and God is watching over us, and God is guiding us. And when we are helpless, God is all-powerful. All right, so let me conclude this time with prayer, and then I don't know what song we're singing, Todd, but I'll turn it over to Todd to lead that. Dear Father, I just thank you again. Lord, I thank you for the testimony of your children, who see you, who see your hand, who find comfort and strength in you. Lord, we rejoice in you, in your presence. We thank you, Lord, for our children, for our spouses, for our church family. We thank you for the gospel, Lord, that is the blood of Christ that saved us from our sins. We thank you that your mercies are new every morning. We thank you that you are faithful and unchanging. We thank you that you are always by our side, Father. May you develop in each of us, Lord, a spirit of thanksgiving that isn't just this time of year, Lord, and isn't just in the good, but, Lord, that we can be thankful for your presence and for your love, even in the difficult times as well, Father. May we always give you praise and glory. May we always enter into your presence with thanksgiving for who you are. In Jesus' name, amen.
So our hymn of invitation, or if you just want to take time to pray with Pastor Ian or Pastor Mark down front here, is 563, Open My Eyes That I May See. Let's stand and sing, please.
Open my eyes that I may see glimpses of truth thou hast for me. Place in my hands the wonderful key that shall unclasp and set me free. Silently now I wait for thee. Ready, my God, thy will to see. Open my eyes, illumine me. Spirit divine, open my ears that I may hear voices of truth thou sendest clear. And while the wave notes fall on my ear, everything else will disappear. Silently now I wait for thee. Ready, my God, thy will to see. Open my ears, illumine me. Spirit divine.
Okay. Thank you again for being here this morning. Come back this evening. We've got adult Bible study at 6. We've got youth and Awana at 5:30. And we've got the family celebration at 7 o'clock, okay? And then read your bulletin. There are other things in there that you need to keep up with, okay? Let me turn it over to Mark.
Today, Father God, I can say today it's been amazing to hear what you are doing in the lives of people within this church. And God, we just want to thank you for that. We want to thank you for your blessings upon our church. And God, thank you for your son, Jesus Christ. And God, as we step into our battlefields this week, Father God, I pray that you would be with us. And God, even in this Thanksgiving week that we have, if there is someone that comes across our path that does not know you as Lord, God, would you give us the boldness, would you give us the words to share with them the gospel of Jesus Christ? And God, I also pray that when people look at us, they would see you first. In Jesus' name, amen.